Thank you so much for being here and having the opportunity to speak in front of these folks. I'm going to talk about Northwest Berry Production, a little bit how we do it and where we do it and what we grow. The Northwest Berry Production is concentrated in Washington, Oregon, British Columbia. It's always in the western part of the state. We have huge states, but all the production is concentrated in its valleys in the west. Everybody thinks Oregon rains all the time, but the reality is, why this is such a great place to grow all berries, whether it's berries or whether strawberries or otherwise, we have our precipitation in the summer is almost non-existent. We get all our rain in the wintertime. We get these wonderful warm temperatures, but not particularly hot, and cool nighttime temperatures. So in general, our berries accumulate a lot of color, a lot of flavor, and can be picked on pretty up to 14-day picking intervals in some cases. The industry started off with canning and later freezing. You know, we didn't have much population in Oregon, so we had to ship it back to New York or wherever all the people lived. Started with canning, and canned strawberries were not a pretty product. Canned raspberries are worse, but we did it. But then Clarence Birdseye, great story about that guy. He developed sort of the freezing process for fish, which then turned into vegetables, and then we switched from canning to freezing because we still don't have a lot of population, and most of our fruit gets shipped elsewhere. As far as who are the other big players, we're mostly a processing production in the Northwest. You know, while we lead, we like to think we lead the country in production of processed fruit because that's mostly what we do. The reality is when you have 1 billion pounds produced in California or whatever it is now, and roughly a quarter of that goes to processing, that's 250 million, and we're down at 25 million or whatever, we're compared to California, everybody's small potatoes. But we really focused on the high-quality processed product. Our main competition is cheap stuff from California, Mexico, Poland coming in. These are some of our companies that work with the product. What do we do with our fruit? When we were watching the production that Kurt's group put together on the video yesterday, it was very focused on fresh, and that's what the big part of the industry is. But we're a really different priorities in our product. You know, we are trying to get individually quick frozen fruit. Often our products are sugars and sliced. We do puree and juice, although growers, if they're not getting most of their product into an IQF product, they're not happy. We do a lot of stuff for the premium ice cream markets and generally high-end markets. Okay, that doesn't work. What's important in a strawberry is these are all important together. I wouldn't say one's more important than the other. But first of all, we have a low drip loss. We want a berry that after it's frozen and thawed doesn't turn into schmear in the ice cream, but has actual chunks. We need external and internal color that's very intense because our stuff's chopped up and it's only a small percentage of the product. So we need it to look like a strawberry. And despite some of the contentions in the video yesterday, we never stop breeding for intense flavor. We're a small part of the entire product. We need to stand out. And so that's been always a high priority in our breeding program because it's why they pay us a premium, is this intense color and flavor. We usually have high sugars and acids, so sometimes our berries straight off the plant as a fresh berry in local markets are a little acidic, but in a processed product, that helps the red stay red, that helps the product stay better flavored, and usually you're putting sugar in with some of these products, so by having a pretty acidic berry to start with, it makes the flavor even better. We also need good capping. Our pickers need to be able to pick the fruit, and as they pick it, the calyx stays with the plant. It's very important for picker efficiency. As far as the production, you saw a little bit of it in Kurt's original slide. This goes back a long way. The solid lines are Oregon in blue, Washington in red, and then price of the product. And you can see back, on Kurt's slide, we were ahead of California not that long ago, not only in the 1960s. And yet, it's just continued to decline. And I like to point out that I came about here, and production's only plummeted since I've been there. Price continues to go up, but as we'll talk about in a couple minutes, never enough. I mean, we're usually much higher for our fruit than California is for processed fruit, but obviously California's making most of their money off the fresh fruit, and so it's not as important for them. They're usually making the profits off the processing and paying for that $62,000 an acre off the fresh. The price has gone up, the production has gone down, but we still hold on in a few places. Some of our production doesn't look a lot different than it did, 100 years ago. We're still perennial matted row. non-fumigated, no plastics, because the price is relatively low, and we got to get by with doing everything as inexpensively as possible. As far as the varieties, you know, from 1990 to 2000, it was Totem. Look at that, 2000 to 2010, it was pretty much Totem. Then, starting about the last 6 or 8 years, two things have changed. One, we have a lot more Albion in the Northwest, and I'll show you why in a second. And we released Tillamook, and Tillamook is really replacing a lot of the Totem and Hood acreage that's still out there. As far as dividing it up in the Northwest, and this is why Albion has become so important, the processing plants closed down in BC about 8 years ago, so they don't process fruit anymore. And so all the growers are producing Albion, that green bar, going into the Vancouver markets. Oregon is still, you look at the difference, Oregon grows almost no Albion. Washington getting quite a bit, but almost no Tillamook, where in Oregon very little Albion. It's mostly a Tillamook market. Big deals is labor. I mean, we used to use all child labor. Everybody who's over 50 years old who grew up in the Portland area talks about picking strawberries and green beans as a kid. Most of them lie, including my brother-in-law, who lasted one day. But I thought this was John Clarkus. It looks like it should be from Mayberry RFD, cheerily going off to the strawberry picking fields. But now it's, you know, for decades, since the 1970s, it's been professional growers. The current challenges are labor and the price for fruit. If we can, they'll pay us enough for a premium, we can still grow it, but we still need to get the labor, and they really are getting about $20 a pound for picking. Solutions. We tried mechanization back in the 70s for a machine-harvested product. There were workshops and everything about it. Never really worked that well, for it was a once-over harvest. We've managed, you know, when you're doing an open field production, no fumigation, perennial production, matted row production, we've really optimized a lot of the things we can do with that system. And so it's hard to add major new inputs. We're not going to go into substrate culture. We're not going to go into fumigation or raised beds with a lot of things going on. It's all about, you know, what can we do? Well, a big part of it is how do we work on cultivars. I mentioned that we had all these cultivars. Most of these are being grown for fresh. But Totem is disappearing as a variety just because it's not enough yield, not enough quality. Hood is still the premium for quality, but you have to pay an extreme premium to produce it or nobody will grow it. Albion, some people will grow to stretch out the season. But it's really trying to get a Tillamook-type berry, which is efficient to harvest, very large fruited and very large yields with hood quality. With that, I'll finish. And there's not much berry humor out there, so I'll leave this while we switch.
Thank you, Chad.